This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The administration is putting their greater efforts into trying to move forward 3 free trade agreements, one with Colombia, one with Panama, and one with South Korea. And again, those are all free trade agreements where the negotiations have been ongoing for a number of years and in some cases completed, but the votes have not been there for congressional approval. But again, we're seeing a new focus on those 3 free trade agreements here over the coming months.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those negotiations have been making very little progress over the last couple of years, and the United States has continued to keep a hard line there that we've got to see more ambition coming out of some of the negotiations, particularly as it relates to improved market access, that there's got to be greater opportunities for U.S. exports in order for the U.S. to feel like it's a beneficial agreement. So the U.S. continues to hold that hard line as well.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They really outlined earlier this year where they talked about a national export initiative, and that's an effort that the president is undertaking to essentially try to double U.S. exports and add additional jobs due to the expansion of trade. And some key components of that are the free trade agreements. We're also going to probably see some increased efforts on what is referred to as a Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, which would be regional negotiations between the United States and several Asian countries as well.